I read it twice, then folded the clipping carefully and put it back in the card, my hand still shaking. Somewhere I think I still have that card, as I'm sure that somewhere Red Carol Gerber has still got her little snapshot of her childhood friends. If she's still alive, that is. Not exactly a sure thing. A lot of her last known bunch of friends are not. I opened the package. Inside it, and in jarring contrast to the cheery Christmas paper and white satin ribbon, was a paperback copy of Lord of the Flies by William Golding. I had somehow missed it in high school, opting for a separate piece in senior lit instead because piece looked a little shorter. I opened it, thinking there might be an inscription. There was, but not the sort I had expected, not at all. What I found in the white space on the title page was a Valentine heart, the sort a child might draw, followed by a plus sign, a peace sign, and then an equal sign. On the right side of the equation was one word. I spoke the whole thing aloud in a whisper that hardly escaped my mouth. Love plus peace equals information. My eyes filled with sudden, unexpected tears. I put my hands over my mouth to hold in the sob that wanted to come out. I didn't want to wake Nate up, didn't want him to see me crying. But I cried all right. I sat there at my desk and cried for her, for me, for both of us, for all of us. I can't remember hurting any more in my life than I did then. Hearts are tough, she said. Most times hearts don't break, and I'm sure that's right. But what about then? What about who we were then? What about hearts in Atlantis?